The second action skill in the second stage is called, I'm calling pitching, and I'm making up that word. We all know what pitch is. Pitch is the ability to use high pitch or low pitch to alter the length of the vocal folds in order to achieve a higher tone or a lower tone. And I'm using it as a verb, pitching, because during this time, children seem to actively learn to make pitch variations by lengthening or shortening their vocal folds. Now, of course, they're not aware of how they're doing this, but they are doing it nonetheless. And little babies will raise their pitch all the way up into a squeal. And I don't know if I can do one today, but I'm going to try. So far, they've been just going, they're going to start raising it up. Now, I can't do a high pitch right now, but a little baby can get really high, and some of our clients come in with very high-pitched squeals. It should be thought of as a positive thing. We have to put a box around it. We don't want them squealing everywhere all over the place because it's obnoxious. But practicing squealing is a very important feature during this time, as is practicing growling. Children learn to lower their voice all the way down into a growl. And then they learn mid sounds everywhere in between there. Pitching is an active process. Little babies between 3, 4, 5 months of age will spend a long time making pitch variations and listening to the result. Now, these are not pitch variations like we hear with intonation patterns. That's the next skill, action skill 2C. Intoning, learning to alter pitch to sound more speech-like. Pitching is just going high, going low, and making sounds in the middle. So with pitching, we have and practice like that. Whereas with intoning, we have pitch modulations that sound very speech-like. So we hear things like parents love this when this begins to occur in their little baby because it really starts sounding like speech at this point. Pitching and intoning are things that we're going to model. We're going to exaggerate our own pitch. Certainly many therapists are really great at this. Hi, David, how are you? And you get this wildly exaggerated pitch, which is attractive to children. They enjoy. It does get a little obnoxious after a while, but children seem to like it. And I think it's because their ear is beginning to tune to these sounds. Okay, we're talking about speechifying. We've talked about the ability to project your voice. We've talked about the ability to make pitch variations. And we've talked about the ability to intone. These things all make the child sound like he's producing speech.